Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't mess with my sleep.
Whoa.
If I am sleeping, let me sleep. And I think a lot of that has to do with you and I wake up really, really early. So on the weekends specifically, like my sleeping in is usually like 7:30, but don't wake me up anytime before 7:30.
Did something happen which provoked this?
Yes. Okay. I normally will have my phone on silent. Like it's always on silent, even on the weekends. Last weekend, I, for some reason, turned the ringer on. And I got a phone call Saturday morning at just before 7 a.m.
How mad were you? Well, I can tell in your voice right now.
It woke me up. I saw who it was and I was like, okay, I can call them back later. But then I started like going through all the, well, what if it's an emergency? They're calling me this early because something's happening. You know what I mean? I tossed and turned and I finally got up, text the person. Hey, is everything cool? Like, what's going on? I saw your missed call. And it was something totally random where I was like, you couldn't wait to call me or you couldn't, you know, just text me instead.
And you never slept again.
I didn't. I never went back to bed. And so, I don't know. It just got me thinking, like, what is the right time to actually call somebody in the morning?
I think about this often, actually, because we're up early, so I lose track of time sometimes. I think weekdays and weekends are different.
Yeah.
I think on weekdays, 8 o'clock.
I would agree with that.
If you're not up by 8 o'clock, by calling you, I'm getting you up because you're being lazy. You should be up by 8 o'clock, unless you work a night shift. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends, an hour later, 9 o'clock.
And that's usually my rule of thumb, too. Unless I know the person, I'm like, oh, I know they're up because, you know, it's baseball tournament day or something like that. And I'm not a big person to call people. It'll be a text message.
I don't remember the last time I did call someone.
Yeah. Well, and that was why I was like, okay, maybe this is important. If they're calling me this early on a Saturday morning, something's happening. Nope, not the case.
No, there is basic etiquette there. Like, don't be selfish. Think about the person. Look what time it is, what they might be doing, you know?
Well, and I will say this was probably just a one-off because the person who called me was doing something that wasn't part of their regular routine either. So they might have lost track of time because I do that sometimes during the week. I'm like, oh, let me reply to this text message from last night. And then I don't realize it's 4:30 in the morning.
I'm good at that as well. So should we find out what time people think is the appropriate time to call someone in the morning?
Yeah. What is it? Okay, like, do not call before this time.
888-431-3764. How about you give us a call now or send us a text?
Yeah, you can call us anytime. Anytime is the right time to call us.
Do not call Kelly early in the mornings on weekends. That's her sleeping time where you will get spoken about on radio.
No, I feel bad because the person who called me has a great heart and they were calling to share something. But I was like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
I don't get to sleep very often.
Yes.
I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. So this started this discussion. What is the most appropriate time to call someone? The 951 here says, I think it depends on the age of the person you're calling. If you're calling your grandpa and he's 80, you bet he's up at 4 a.m.
True.
If you're calling your 20-year-old niece, don't call before noon.
Yeah, my nephew is 18, and if it's like 11 o'clock, I'm like, yeah, he's not up yet. I'll wait. 951 says, do not call or text me before 8 a.m. unless someone we both know is dying.
But they're texting us at 7 a.m. They're up right now.
Yeah, but we like that. You can call us anytime. Our phone lines are always open.
909, the right time to call someone during the week is between 7:30 and 8. On the weekends, it's between 9 and 9:30, unless they work nights. I sort of agree with that.
Yeah. 909 says, do not call me before 8 a.m. Only if it's an emergency should it be before that time. Because even if I am awake, chances are I have not had my coffee yet, and I am no position to carry on a conversation.
You got to take all that into consideration, especially do you know the person? How do they react in the morning? Are they grumpy? Do they need their coffee? I have literal friends that can't speak without coffee. They're like this in the morning. It's like they're drunk.
Me? I usually have two cups before I even come in the morning.
I didn't call out your name.
909 points out, I think it depends on the situation of the household. So if I'm calling with someone who has elementary school kids, I won't call until after 9 a.m. because I know by that point the kids are already out of the house and the craziness is done. These people are very considerate.
They are way more considerate than me.
Way more considerate than my friends, it sounds like. Text me, okay?
Easier.
I'll reply eventually.